Glory to God. Woo! Say it. Woo! Psalm 111 says, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. Now, are you going to do that, or am I going to have to do it by myself? In the New Living Translation, it says, praise the Lord, exclamation point. So you are commanded because it's exclamation point. Hallelujah. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. Say, that's me. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout praise the Lord. Ain't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Woo! Well, now, you didn't come to church today to relax tonight. I'm telling you right now, there's somebody in this church that you haven't spoken to today. Go do it. Right quickly now. Come on. Let's make some noise. We're going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody you haven't spoken to, and just do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. 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 Oh, don't you feel better? Even feel better. Hallelujah. Say, God is good. Say, God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to make this confession with me before we begin our actual message tonight. Said, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They got so excited. They all from one side of the church to the other. That's fine. Listen, those of you who are listening by live stream, hey. Hey. Hallelujah. Now, wherever you are, if you're where you are, come on. Say, woo. Praise the Lord. Again, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God not looking for any refinement right now. He just wants a shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With your whole heart. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be here. Those of you who are watching for whatever reason, you are not here. It's no reason for you not to praise God. There's no reason for you not to worship God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm waiting. I'm listening. Ask Denial how many scriptures I gave. About 20, I guess. I said, you know about how many I'm going to get to use. Amen. Amen. And I just thought it crossed my mind as I was listening when I laughed. And you know, when Bishop and AJ and Kenny and whoever were hunting today, and those dogs were chasing those rabbits, and when the dogs got after them, the rabbits got a boost of energy trying to get away. You know, didn't they? They didn't just sit there and say, come get me, doggy, did they? They didn't just sit there and when Bishop aimed that gun and whoever and say, oh, here I am. No, they got a boost of energy and they took off. Where's your boost of energy tonight? Hey! Take off in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Miss Landris, Minister Landris West, taught healing school yesterday by conference call. I told him, I said, that girl was smoking. Hallelujah. She had to leave. I kept telling Bishop, I said, she was smoking. She had to leave and turn it over to me. And Miss Wilma had a testimony. She started preaching because she had lit the fire. And then when Miss Wilma finished, I started talking. I was about to preach it. I said, bye, y'all. I just had to leave. But the fire is still on me. Say, hey, glory. What's bothering you tonight? Anything got you uptight? Shake yourself. Say, I'm free. I'm loose. Tonight, when after Landrus had talked and taught the lesson, and she said, sickness is of the devil. I said, that girl is bold. And then she said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And then she established that word by the word. Then she went on to tell us, I'm preaching your sermon, girl. And then she went on to say, after she taught the word and the fire got to burning, you know, they used to sing that song, I feel the fire burning. And the fire got to burning and the Spirit of God started moving. And she prayed and she said, you can lay hands on yourself. I sat there and laid hands on myself. Hallelujah. So you learn some things and you start doing what you know. Woo! So next time you're sick or some family member is sick or somebody you know is sick, and don't think, well, if I could just call Bishop, if I could just call Miss Cora, if I could just call Miss, you know, somebody. Do it yourself. Say this and then I'm going to let go. I was listening to Kenneth Hagin. I'm going to my word. I was listening to Kenneth Hagin, and he was talking about seven things you ought to know about healing. And this lady, neighbor, had been sick for a couple of years, and she had been listening to his tapes. So you know that's been a while ago. Had been listening to his tapes, and she said, I believe he's ready. She's ready right now. Will you come lay hands on her this evening? He said, no. She said, you won't. He said, you do it. And she said, I can do it. You know, I don't. He said, you do it. Long story short, she did it and the lady got well. And the lady said, I might stop here because I can say then everybody ever laid hands on got healed. But no, she didn't do that. She went out doing it and she kept on doing it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you doing? Hallelujah. Our lesson tonight is get your booster shot. Get your booster shot. You know, all over, I'm not talking for or against a booster shot. That's between you and God. You know, I went several, probably months or so, and I didn't get vaccinated. I was just waiting, and my sister would tell me, girl, you need to go get. I said, when the Lord tells me. The Lord tells me a lot of things when I'm walking in front of my stove around my island. So on this particular day, I was walking around the stove and the island, wasn't thinking about a child. He said, go get it. I went and got it. Amen? I did what he said to do. So I'm not saying for or against it, but now all you hear, you know this word, booster. You know, Jory and my baby there, and I'm always preaching about Jory. You got a flip for me right quick, baby? You want to come do one? He loves turning cartwheels inside out. And I just like to encourage him to do that. I'll give you a boost tonight to watch Jory. Come on, Jory. Let's get Jory in hand. We want more than one now over there so they can see you. Go ahead. We want more than one. Come on. All right, booster. All right, thank you, Jordan. But when Jordan was a little bit smaller, shorter, he had to use a car seat. Then he grew a little bit more, and he had to use a what? Booster seat. In other words, he needed some help in that car. So all of my children got the measles and the mumps shots and all of that. And after a while, they would have to go back and get the booster shot. So what we are hearing all the time, Dr. Fauci's name is household. You know who we're talking about. Get the booster shot, they say. It'll help you. Because it'll help you with whatever you already have.